Horror and fatality have been stalking abroad in all ages.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Drunken, raving lunatic.
Cosmology and cryptography.
Unaccountable and almost imperceptible shudder.
Died by being cooked and drowned.
The real reason is so that it brings fairies back to life.
Ow!
Shameful debaucheries, flagrant treacheries.
Drought cheating.
Vicious literary critic.
But no sound, save a solitary shriek, escaped from his lacerated lips. I thought we agreed we were going to call it the Edgar Allan Poe-cast.
Poe-cast.
Okay.
I know that I am doomed. I may die trying to destroy this dark god, or be slain by its minions, or perhaps consumed by the creatures growing within me. For me, there is no salvation. My life ended the day I made my terrible choice in the center of the labyrinth. I could have died then. Maybe I should have. This, all of this, was never about me. It is about what I can accomplish in my final days. I have a slim but real chance to ensure that what happened to me never happens to anyone else. Maybe I can leave this world a better place for my sons, for the people I love, and for the rest of mankind.
Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario. The Legacy of Aris Lurko, a Second Theseus.
Let's see. The last session, you arrived to Crete, finally, after a rough trip on La Fortuna, the ship that was taking you across the sea, and you finally found some accommodations because Celia is pretty much paying for your staying here. She got you a place called the Garden, and it's a pretty fancy place. But you're not going to stay there for too long anyway. So the way she see it is, if we don't know we're going to go back, we can just spend the last 2 days, you know, before we confront the cult, spend them, you know, with luxury so we can relax and prepare. And also, we got Nero, yes, who is planning to pay a visit to Socius Cotta,
right,
who's the commander of the Society of the Hidden Shield here in Crete. Now, you know where to find him. You know that. For the public, he's a high-ranking member of the Collegium of Fishermen and Fishmongers. So, you know, if you make a lock roll, you will be able to find the address for his office or for the address for the Collegium.
One moment. I forgot that I needed dice to do things.
You thought you could just say, I found it.
Oh, man.
28.
Wow.
Oh, God. Sorry, we're not playing Trail of Cthulhu here.
It's in one of them hippie story stick games.
Yes, I...
Okay. And you decided to take with you the two new members of the party, whom you just hired in the last session. You hired a couple of mercenaries. Basically, Celia direct you to a place. You know, she had a few contacts left in Crete, but she's being very discreet with her presence in the place right now, because she doesn't want to alert the tenders, and that's the cult of Ahor that lives here, and that's the cult that she's pretty sure was in charge. I mean, is to blame for capturing Arius Lurko in the first place.
That would be embarrassing if we were chasing the wrong cult the whole time.
I like how she's just pretty sure.
Pretty sure. I'm 85% sure.
Make a luck roll to see if it's the right cult.
Also how she's very discreetly spending money at the most expensive hotel in the area.
The thing is that Ahor, you know, the cult of Ahor has many different branches. For instance, you're aware that the children of Ahor were the ones that you took care of in Rome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the tender seems to be the one that is active here in Crete. Now,
okay, I see what you mean.
On the way there, you can get to know a little bit better your the two men that are coming with you. Now, is everyone going? How are Flamma, Corpus, you want to go?
Sure.
No, Flamma's going to stay with Detetus Maximus. He's not looking okay. Too well. So.
Yeah, he's not feeling well today. Yeah. So on the way there, you get to know a little bit more about your new companions. So, Gary, if you want to go ahead and introduce your character.
Okay, I'm Servius Ilius Milo, a Roman ex-legionnaire. He's retired. He was originally from the mounted part of the legionnaire. He's 34 years old and carries a spear and a longsword. He's fairly stoic and doesn't say a huge amount. That's my character. And we never worked out what sort of armor he wore, Randall. So
say again, Gary?
We never worked out what sort of armor he wore.
I didn't get the Lorica segmentata, so you can't have Lorica segmentata either.
Bacon armor.
you can get either soft leather, hardened leather.
Go for hardened leather.
Okay, that's a little hard to wear, all the time. So you have to spend a couple of rounds to put it on if you want to, go into battle. That's going to give you 3 points of armor protection.
Cool, 3 points, so he'll wear it out whenever he needs to.
Exactly.
No, you just carry it around in a duffel
bag. At the moment.
Jump into the nearest phone booth and...
What? This is a DD? I can't just sleep in my armor and there's no problems?
Just use the duffel bag like a shield. Be all set.
Yes. Gary, he always carries a spear and longsword.
Gary, can you write your full name on the chat again? Is it Solius?
Yep. It's Servius Ilius Milo.
Okay.
And so his formal name between people is Ilius.
People
call him Ilius.
Ilius, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, for short.
And Edwin?
So, Kataris is a former hunter of animals and slaves, currently a mercenary. He's also in leather armor. He has a shield and three large spears. He's pretty outdoorsy, and that he seems, sort of deeply tanned and wrinkled for such a young man. I guess he's kind of an old man, maybe late 20s. He speaks Latin as a non-native, but reasonably fluently. And I think that's enough to start on with. So yeah, he's guitarist.
He's one of these blonde guys. That...
Yeah, he's from Britain.
Oh, God, not another one.
Those Brits.
Can you type that in the chat, please?
Which?
Oh, sorry.
Your name.
Oh, it's in the it's in my name, but yeah, I can certainly type that in.
I might have mispronounced the translation. It's actually Iolus. I'm typing it now.
Okay.
Iolus, like Hercules's pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works for me. I love that show.
Iolus.
Iolus.
What's Iolus? Oh, like.
Iolus, like Julie.
Like oh, Iolus. Is it Iolus? Okay. Okay.
Okay. And we have Catharus, but since he's a Briton, it's pronounced Gee.
It took a long time to find a name that seemed reasonably pronounceable in the Celt lists. Most of them were six consonants and an accent mark.
Why even bother trying to find something pronounceable? That's no fun.
Should have gone for the longest, most convoluted name possible.
It's pronounced...
modern tongues can't pronounce it correctly because we've lost that sound. But
yeah. Need some clicks okay. and whistles.
I mean, I just had it yesterday. I know I had that sound somewhere. Lost it.
All right, so you have the address of the place. So the four of you managed to go to the collision. When you enter the collision, the first thing that you are going to have access to is the main hall. There's a lot of people in tables. Kind of eating and drinking when you arrive. People start looking at you when you enter, since you are not part of the collection. Everyone knows everyone here.
Walk in through the little swinging bar doors, and the guy stops playing the piano, and everyone
exactly.
looks up at us.
They're slaves. We don't serve their kind here.
Well, people, you know, are looking at you more with curiosity. Anything else? And I assume you are not carrying your spears, you know, with you at this time. So, you know, you don't look, really? And shields. You don't look aggressive. Yeah.
This seems like a weird assumption.
All I've got is this sheep loaded with high explosives.
That was very good. Sorry. Go ahead.
Because we've been hired as mercenaries to help protect these guys, I would still be carrying my sword on me.
That was sort of
but
my...
But not, like, drawn and ready to start stabbing some fishmongers.
Not unless you guys pointed at somebody and said stab.
Stab that fishmonger.
Have you given us any descriptions of types of people we might want to be looking out for as we're walking around town? Who are you expecting trouble from?
Those guys what attacked us at sea would be a, but
the ones with the worms falling out of their clothes.
Yeah, right, so if we see people
the big,
with worms,
horrible dragonfly monster things suck the life out of you. Yeah.
So if we see worms falling out or dragon,
we should stab them.
Yeah.
Dragonfly monster things, then we know we're on the right track.
Well, we've got some crazy employers, I'll tell you that.
Hey, you're there in spirit.
Hey, they're paying good money.
Yeah, I know.
Ship I'm somewhere.
Ready. Well, that's good to know. What have you told them about? What are you expecting them to protect you from?
Well, if these are the same mercenaries we've had with us since we...
Oh, no. Those are the ones that you hired on Crete.
Oh, okay. We just now hired these guys on Crete.
Yeah, because the other ones you lost during the battle.
Oh, right.
These guys are the two red shirts that we picked up.
Oh, well, we're not going to tell them crap. And I'm not. Right. They're not part of the secret society. They don't know the secret handshake.
I knew I shouldn't have got that painted red. Yeah.
So you've hired us just to hang out with you and protect you, but you haven't given us any specific direction.
If I say, hey, we need help, or hey, go stab those guys, or, you know,
Yeah, we're on it, unless it looks kind of scary.
Was that a part of the contract that was in very small print?
We specifically hired guards who are slightly lame, so that they're slower than the rest of us.
That doesn't go for me.
Alright, so... yes, continuing on, I'll go up to someone who looks like they know where the head fishmonger dude is. I forget his name.
Socius Kota.
Kota, yeah.
Do you ask around them? You know, yes. You ask him. Whenever you... As soon as you mention his name, people will start looking at you, but pay more attention, like, people, you know, were looking at you in a careless manner. You know, you were entering the hall. They continued to have their conversations. But the people that just heard you asking for Kota stopped talking and are looking at you. And who's looking for him?
I don't know. Do I know a secret, like, passphrase or something I'm supposed to, like, pass along to him? Or do I just say an old friend or...
No, well, remember
what's the
that
society procedure here.
Here's the thing: the members belong usually to society, and you know the thing about being a secret society is that nobody knows that you are part of a society.
Right.
So the people in the collegium won't know that he is part of. Of your society.
I know that.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I was saying, like, but like, I tell him, well, just pass this message along to him, and he'll know what it means, kind of thing.
Okay, got it. No, there's no such a thing. No, because that's why you know who to look for, right?
Right.
So you won't have to go through that trouble.
I'll just say an old friend of his.
You could pass them the ring.
No, I'm not going to do that, because they'll just run off with my nice silver ring.
Yeah.
Oh, free ring, sweet.
A friend of his. We're all friend of his here. And we don't know you.
By the name of Nero, that's...
You know, we haven't seen your face around.
Yes, I'm from out of town.
Have you arrived recently to Crete?
Yes.
Oh. One of the other men turns to you and says, what is your business with the man anyway?
I have some business matters to discuss with him. A personal nature.
They look at you. The four of you make a spot hidden.
Sure, I could probably do that.
Not great.
No, I don't. Well. No. Yeah.
I failed.
Yes.
I failed.
Yes.
Pass.
I did pass. I was looking at the wrong skill.
So Nero and Corpus, you were the only ones to pass, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently.
So here's the thing. From the people that you see around here with the kind of you know, looking at you, they all look like fishermen, of course. There's a couple on one table that is looking at you, and they seem out of place. They don't look like fishermen. The man could be on his 40s, and he's with a woman that could be in her early 20s. They're holding hands, and make a psychology roll now that you have noticed them.
Great.
Both of you. An insight roll.
Insight, right. Mm-hmm. No, that's not happening.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, they're looking at you, and one of the men that, you know, the one that was talking to you more says, well...
Gary, Ah, there he is. Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta know them that your friend has been missing for a week now.
What?
He vanished a week ago. No one knows where he is.
It's terrible. This is awful news. I look genuinely concerned. Because I'm genuinely concerned.
Yeah, let's see if someone picks on your concern. Yeah. Actually, if you know anything that could help us understand why he vanished, it will be good for us.
I can't say. Like I said, I expected to come here and meet with him, but this is the first I've heard of this, and I couldn't begin to guess.
Okay. You notice that the couple, since both of you noticed the couple, and now Ilius and Cataulus also notice that, because the couple leaves the hall, passing through in front of you. And even though the man, you know, both of them are looking, you know, looking down, and they pass by you, they look at you, Nero, and make eye contact with you, and they leave.
Okay, I thank the guy I'm talking to for his time.
Okay.
And let's go. I say to my fellow companions and hired thugs. and then let's go follow those guys who just left.
Nero, if you'll excuse me, your missing friend here, if you can perhaps find where he was even a week ago, tracking down lost men has been one of my specialties.
Great. Excellent. Keep that in mind. I have a feeling there's someone here who knows more about what's going on. And
there always is.
And I suspect it was that couple that just left.
Okay. On the way out, you can still see them going on the streets. They're walking very slowly. Actually, the woman looks at you, you know, looks back, and then continues walking. They do this for about 5 minutes, and they sit by a fountain, a public fountain, both of them.
Okay, all right. Goons, you two stand here and keep an eye out for any, you know, traps or ambushes or anything. Okay, Corpus.
Stand facing away from them and look out over the crowd.
Okay. And I'll stand next to him, looking out the other side of the crowd, keeping an eye.
Let's go have a chat with these people.
Okay. So you go and talk to them.
Casually sit down near the fountain, just a short distance away from them.
The warm
nice weather time. We're having.
Nice weather. Indeed. There might be a storm coming.
Certainly looks that way.
They look tense. They look nervous. You don't have to roll an insight to realize that.
I saw you back at the fishmongery. you wouldn't happen to have known... why can't I remember Kata. This guy's name? Kata. You wouldn't happen to have known the missing man's name. Or the missing man.
Well, we, you know, everyone there knows Kata, yes. We know the man, but he's vanished from Crete. It's been almost a week since nobody has seen it.
You have any idea what might have happened to him? Did he say he was going anywhere, or
they look at each other and they none that we know. Make a spot hidden, both of you.
Both of whom? The guards?
Yeah, Nero and Corpus are talking to the couple.
Just missed it.
No.
All right. Check. Why exactly are you looking for him? Are you Do you have business with the Collegium?
No, not with the Collegium. It was more of an outside matter.
Oh, you can see that the man holds the hand of the woman and squeezes it.
It seems that it's an unlikely coincidence that he would disappear before I arrived looking for him.
Was he expecting you?
I don't believe we sent word ahead. I just knew he was there, correct?
Right.
Right. No. The timing still bothers me.
The man who hasn't spoken so far says, why do you say that? What's so awkward about the situation? I mean, who are you that could have affected the life that Kota had here before?
We traveled in similar groups, say. Similar circles.
They look at each other again, and at this point you can make another spot in a row.
All right. Okay, I've passed this one, no problem.
Nope.
Okay, Nero, you notice both of them carrying rings.
Oh.
Like the one that you have.
Yeah, I will make a show of scratching an itch or something in such a way that, oh, my ring is clearly visible to them in that case.
Oh, they do notice that, and you can clearly see that they relax. So the tension is kind of gone for a minute, and the man says, so, brother, you're from Athens, yes?
Yes.
Well, we don't know what to do. Kota's been missing for a week, and he was on a mission.
Yes, I suspect it has something to do with why I came here, in fact.
Well, he's our commander. We are pretty new to the society, but he took five of our men with him. Hasn't come back.
Do you know where he went?
Well, he was looking for... He's been following a cult that is being acting here. I don't know if we should talk to all, I don't know if we should go to another place to talk more privately, brother.
And yes, that would be...
We are afraid.
That would be good. We have a place. Seems fairly secure.
It's better if you go to our place.
That will work, too.
Okay. So, all right, you can tell your friends to come with us. And Julius and Catautus, you can make a spot here and roll.
Okay.
It must be on his side, because I miss.
Same here.
All right, so everything seems to be normal.
I'll just
glance. Best bodyguards ever.
You got PCs for bodyguards. What do you expect?
You're not dead yet.
Well. Glance back at the group as I keep an eye out.
Okay, so the couple starts walking away. My name is Andrea.
He's Nero.
He's Ida. Let me put it here. Maybe he's not. That's not how you will pronounce his name in English. That's his name.
Keda?
Keda, yeah, that was the other option that I was going to go with.
I think it's Keda.
Keda.
That's
okay.
How I would do it.
All right, so he's Keda, and she's Andrea. Come with us.
All right. Sure.
Well, they take you through the streets and arrive to a very humble place. And this is my house, says Keda. Sit. I will bring some wine. He brings some wine, some bread. They sit with you, and Andrea says, "Well, what we know is that Kota was following a man they suspected of being involved with kidnappings, and an ancient cult. As I said, his name is Sergius Messala. Seemed to be a wealthy merchant who owns a marble quarry just north of Gortyn, and Gortyn is a city where you are at right now.
Right.
So let me put his name here. Sergius Messala.
This cult is one of the main reasons Me and my companions have come here. We're coming to help deal with it. We've dealt.
What do you know about them?
They are vicious and have many branches spread throughout the Roman Empire. We've dealt with them on several occasions, and we believe that the center of their blasphemous religion is here in Crete.
Is it related with the Minotaur?
Yes.
Yeah, so probably the same cult.
Mm-hmm, that's what it sounds like.
Well, Kota's been following their trails for 4 years now, but... You know, there's little that we have find out about the whereabouts or anything else. The only lead that we have is this man, Sergius Messala. That they apparently they tend to wear these Minotaur masks when they are doing the kidnappings. They're very scary. People don't like to talk about them. Here in Gorting.
Yeah. This sounds exactly like the cult we're looking for. If we can find this Messala, perhaps we can find out what happened to, I keep wanting to call him Cato, but I know that's not right. I don't know why.
Kota.
Swap the letters around. Alright,
Are you going to help us to find Kota, or?
If there's any luck, hopefully we'll find him. I think our first order of business will be to go find this Sergius Messala, find out how he's involved in all this.
Well, you can... Why don't we do the following? Why don't we meet tomorrow about the 7 and 8 hour... That's about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And see what we can do to continue with the search of Kota. There are some strange things happening here in Gorting right now. And you might be right. Things might have been accelerated in a way since the last couple of weeks. So maybe they knew you were coming, or they knew that you were following their footsteps, and that's what they have been acting so violently and kidnapping more people than usual.
Well, it's true. Our last... They've unleashed the hounds! no. It's true, our last few encounters have been much more violent.
Less than stealthy.
Yes, they certainly know we're after them at this point. So, that doesn't surprise me. We will... Alright, thank you for all your help, Kata. We will meet you here tomorrow.
Sounds good. We'll try to gather all the information that we have so far and present it to you so we can continue with the investigation. Finding Kata is our main priority. We don't know what is going to happen to the chapter here in Gorti if we don't find it. Or, as I said, we're very new. We have a little bit more than a year with the society.
How trustworthy do these guys seem?
Make an inside roll.
Yeah. Insight. Where is it? There it is. Yes, I pass.
Yeah, they seem to be telling you the truth. They actually are behaving a little bit naive. You wouldn't have done the same were you in their place after missing the commander. But clearly they look desperate.
Okay, so they probably aren't, cultists who just knocked off the agents and took their rings. Probably.
They don't look like that. They seem... With the inside role, you can tell they're truly concerned about Kota.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Probably still going to do the same thing I would have done if they... Well, no, there'd be less fire involved this time. Right, you leave?
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back to Flamme and
Yes. After we leave and we're out of here, mm-hmm. like, so let's go to that quarry. I don't want to get these people involved anymore. They don't seem particularly good. Skilled. Experienced. There we go.
Okay.
Well, the quarry is outside of Gortim. That's going to take you some time to travel, too, though.
So we'll get probably,
probably a year. I mean, a day.
A year. A year and a day.
A year.
It's a long trip.
We're going to crawl.
Okay, so let's go back to Flamma. Yeah. Flamma.
Yes.
You are there with Celia and with Decimal Maximus. You start noticing a lot of movement. Slaves start carrying fruit, wine, and... some musical instruments, and Celia comes to you and says, "We have a festivity today. It's gonna be great. Just in time for us to relax and prepare for the next part on our mission."
I will look at Detitus Maximus and wish he was feeling better. are you sure that this is the right time for festivities, Celia?
Well.
Perhaps in a few days when all this is over, it might be better, but...
In a few days, we might not be alive. I don't know if you still don't understand what we're going to face in the next few days. But we're going to face the core of the cult of Ahort.
Yes.
We may all die. This may be our last chance to enjoy some wine and some music, and then we'll be gone, and we don't know if we will return. You know what happened to us back in Athens? We don't know what is going to happen next.
This is true every time one enters the arena. There's nothing new or unusual about this.
That's true. Well, you can just, go to your room and be bored, but I'm going to party tonight.
Who is to be attending?
Oh, the host of the garden. I've been talking to him. He seems like a very, very nice man.
Yes, I noticed we have met very many nice men in our travels. Yes, perhaps I shall see that Detitus Maximus to his bed and stand guard over him to make sure that none of your nice men come to visit him.
You're a little bit paranoid.
I am paid to be paranoid.
But All right. Whatever you want to do, it's okay with me, Flamma. Yes, we will see tomorrow morning when we leave.
I wish you an enjoyable evening.
All right.
And I will make sure that Detitus Maximus is laid up somewhere secure and easily defensible.
Okay. His room is pretty private. The place is an expensive place, so rooms are, high quality. Private or
ground floor, or is it up above the street?
Ground floor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. sure. In that case, I'll just barricade the door and keep an eye out the window.
Okay. The rest of you come from your visit to the Collegian. Are you planning to go back to the villa?
Yeah.
All right. So you arrive to the villa and notice the same. There seems to be a festivity about to happen. The slaves are in a very good mood, actually. A man approaches you and, hello there. You're the friends of Celia, if I'm right.
Yes.
Well, she told me you're leaving soon, and we have a festivity today. Hopefully you will be able to join us.
You look like a cultist. That's what Nero thinks about everyone he first meets. So,
He looks like a very wealthy man.
Just that Minotaur mask looks a little funny.
Yeah, I know. But it's very well decorated, so. Yeah. High quality Minotaur mask.
That's those tentacles that give them away.
Yeah.
Flies buzzing around.
That bloody tongue thing coming off the forehead is.
My name is Agathais. I'm the owner of this villa.
What was his name?
Agathais.
Agathais. Okay. Well, we discuss some business with our fellow compatriots, but if we have time before we leave, I believe we might partake of the festivities. I say unconvincingly.
Well,
just trying to be polite.
Celia told me that you're planning to do business here in Gortim.
Yes, though it appears that we might have to leave town for that business instead. It seems, man, I was hoping to meet left town.
Well, the festivity is the right place to meet all the important people in the arena, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll certainly stop by. Right, Corpus?
Party.
Yeah.
Never been to a fancy party. He's actually looking a little hopeful. The idea of doing something
okay,
interesting and new that hopefully won't involve people with blades trying to slit open his neck.
It's being a rough
with him. Why don't you go with this nice stranger?
I'll go with him to protect him.
Yes. Take one. Hold on. Take Julius with you. Sorry, I had to find your name.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll go with him.
Yes.
Keep him out of trouble.
All right, so is good. The party's not at the villa? Isn't it all in sort of the same building?
It's in the same building, yeah.
It's a convention at the fancy hotel.
Right, which pretty is much where we're staying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I will follow Nero.
Drink. Yeah.
Okay.
Just remember the prearranged signal
when you
hear screams. Yeah.
Don't worry, Corpus. I'll teach you how to drink properly, like a Roman soldier.
All right. So what are your plans?
Go find Flama. Make sure everything's okay there.
Okay. So, you found him. You find him in Decimus' room.
Tell him what happened with Kata and Coda and
okay.
About this Masala fellow.
Who are you with right now? Are you with Katarus then?
Katarus should be with there. Flama's there. Celia might be there. She might be out on the at the party.
Yeah, she's not there yet.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just the three of us then. And well, unconscious Detidus Maximus.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel well after the trip. He needs to rest.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he left already.
No, we kept Key around because somebody has to haul the death ray around.
Of course.
Yeah, he's the only one big enough for the harness, mm-hmm. for the backpack.
Yeah, the back-mounted turret. I mean, it was designed for a horse, but it fits Key.
Yeah, the bit and bridle part of it, don't look particularly comfortable, but
yeah, he's a lot quieter with that in.
Mm-hmm.
So some hours pass. Is there anything in particular you want to discuss or do?
So does not unless anything interesting happens to Corpus at the party.
Well, the party is not there yet. I mean, they're getting ready for the party, but the party is at night.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, then you can't go. It's past your bedtime, kid.
Yeah, then Celia comes and you notice that she looks really good. Like the Celia that you initially met when you went to Athens, not the one that's been traveling with you on the boat. She looks really pretty. So Flama told me that you are going to stay, that he's going to stay watching Detidus Maximus. Are you coming to the party with me, Nero?
Well, I suppose it can't hurt, at least for a while.
Now, we need to be alert, because there's some important people that is going to come today. Mm-hmm. And I have always been suspicious of powerful people involved in the Tenders cult.
Yes, that's why I was thinking about attending this party, to be honest. I wasn't sure if it would be better to just lay low and avoid their attention while we can.
Well, nobody knows you, that's for sure.
Maybe. Those two did get away when they attacked us on the boat.
Oh, no, but that's too far away.
They had giant flying beasts. I'm hesitant to take chances.
That's a good point. I don't expect them to follow us all the way down here. But, as I said, we need to keep our eyes open.
I feel like they went through a lot of trouble to try and kill us to just give up after one attempt.
One attempt? Are you forgetting what happened when we were coming here? The storm?
That's what I meant.
Oh.
They went through all that to try and kill us, and then I don't think they would give up after that.
Well, honestly, I don't believe they know where we are.
Well, that's why I said I try and keep it that way. But I think it's, especially since we'll be leaving tomorrow, this party should be all right.
Flemma, you're saying them with the Decimus behind?
Yes.
Okay, so a few hours pass. You get a, you know, time to take a bath in the one of the common bath houses they have in the villa. Warm water. You start feeling better. So I assume you are taking the rest of the party with you, Nero. I mean, Scorpus, Ilios, and Catuarus, right?
Anyone who wants to come.
Would you prefer Catuarus to be sort of personal bodyguard inside at the party or watching from outside to see if there's anything going on around the villa?
Which do you prefer?
You're paying. I'm happy to do either.
I believe then that you should stay with us in the party.
All right.
Okay. So the party starts. Celia is holding to you, Nero. You can notice she's very attentive, looking around, trying to see if she knows someone. This man, Agathias, comes to you again and says, enjoy the party, my friends. Enjoy the women, enjoy the wine, enjoy the food, because this is the best we got in Gortin. You can all gain 1 point of sanity.
I'm not drinking anything, by the way.
Okay.
No wine, anyway.
Can we go up past our maximum?
1 point of sanity.
Yeah, you can go over the top of your sanity as long as it doesn't. 99.
Yeah.
Or the 99 minus the Cthulhu Mythos.
Right.
Yeah, that's the true ceiling.
Okay, so you feel refreshed. You go around and you actually notice that the party is a very, quite a nice party. Any of you, with no exception, probably Celia is the only one, has ever been to a party this fancy. Beautiful woman, and you know, the slaves are well dressed with a few things on top of them, honestly. And the food is really good also. You do meet with several men introduced to you by Celia, and as you know, this seems to be a famous exporter of goods to Rome, Nero. Maybe you may want to do contact with him, you know, for our business back there. Hmm. This clearly created this illusion that you know, you come in. This is a business trip. So the rest of you feel quite of relaxed. For you, Corpus, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Eating
anything that looks even remotely appetizing and trying different wines and things. And
yeah, the Ulus and Catuarus, this is the best job that you have ever had. Never have you had the pleasure to attend such a fancy party. Actually, a few of the slaves come to you and say, do you want to join us? And take you by the hand.
I would not leave the room.
You don't have to. Like, the room is quite white, and what you see is like
it's one of those parties.
Yeah, you see kind of small beds, you know, lying around. You can see people there, you know, girls putting grapes in the mouths of the patrons, and people drinking wine. Girls are dancing. A few boys, you know, rich men. You can see that rich men are all around the place. Because of the way they are dressed, basically, it's pretty obvious they have money. They take you to a kind of these beds and sit with you and to enjoy the music. But you're still pretty close to Nero and then to Corpus and the others.
Sort of a little awkward enjoyment, trying to keep my eye on Nero and trying to enjoy the pleasures that are around.
Yeah, and pleasures there are. The girls are with both of you. Ilios and Catorus, and are really pretty. And Corpus, you kind of face the same. Like you are there, and a couple of girls take you. Since you're drinking wine, a couple of girls take you and to a small pool, and throw you mm-hmm. there and start, you know, playing with you in the pool.
I'm subtly keeping an eye on Corpus. He looks young and naive. But I'm just going to be you near Corpus.
Okay.
Just making sure he doesn't get into too much trouble.
Yeah, he is enjoying himself thoroughly splashing around in this pool.
Yeah.
With these girls.
Naked girls now.
Even better. He's enjoying himself immensely.
The girls are with you, start bringing food and wine, start drinking with you, with both of you, Julius and Hetaurus. One of them asks you, Julius, do you have plans for tonight?
I do.
Better than me?
Maybe not better than you, but I'm here on business tonight.
She takes one of the grapes that she's been eating, kisses you, and passes down the grape. With her tongue. Are you sure?
I wish tonight, but unfortunately, yes, I am on business.
She laughs and continues to stay there with you. And at this point, Flama, I will need you to put down the headphones.
Okay, no problem. Have fun, guys.
This is much too mature for Flama's ears. Exactly. You get
the teaser, but not the follow-on.
Okay. I'm gone.
Bye.
Okay.
A few hours of this, Nero. You go around. Do you want to ask any specific questions to the people you know? To the people you're meeting mm-hmm. here. I'm sorry.
Not particularly. I mingle. I do the, you know, talk politics and stuff and current events. That kind of thing. I keep an ear out for anything that might be relevant to what we're actually here for, but I'm not, like, grilling any of them for information.
Okay, got it. Celia leaves you and starts talking to this man, the owner of the villa, Agathais. Catuarus, the woman that is with you, mm-hmm. Has undressed completely, you know, dancing with the music, and is on top of you now. Mm. Can see you. She's got some wine. She's drinking wine, and she's you know, taking the wine and making you drink from the wine from her body.
Try to keep the volume to a minimum. Some of it may spill.
Okay. This is turning into crazy town at this point, all around the place. Julius, you were keeping an eye on Corpus, but Corpus seems to be taking good care of himself. And
the sort of the wealthy businessmen seem to be just still walking around and talking with each other, or are they also sort of starting to give up their cares?
Oh no, they start to you know, enjoy what the party is offering to them.
And are there any other apparent guards of the other wealthy people? I mean, does other people bring?
Yes, you know, you didn't come to the party as a guard, even though you see some people on the doors. Clearly, they are not joining the party, and they are not even looking inside the hall. They're looking towards the exit.
Okay. And inside the room, there's nobody that's obviously carrying weapons around or anything?
No.
Of guards or servants? Okay.
No, it's very, very unusual to see, guards inside these kind of parties. Not that you will know that, because this is the first time you've
never been to one.
Yeah. All right. So at some point, the party turns really crazy. And the Nero, have you been eating?
Do what now?
You been eating?
Not much, and I haven't been drinking.
I know that you haven't been drinking, but have you been eating?
Trying to think. I probably would have eaten like a little bit, but not like just enough to be polite, but not enough to like not a whole lot. So yes.
Okay. So this is what is happening. The ones that Ilios and Catuaurus and even you, Corpus, the women that were with you are starting to, you start feeling dizzy, and the women that were with you are kind of holding on to you and kind of falling asleep as well. The Catuaurus, the woman that was with you, is completely knocked out at this point in top of you. Probably she had too much drinking. Although you
shed her.
As soon as you do, you do notice you do not have the strength anymore to move her around. Same with you, Julius.
Okay, I'll try to call out. We're drunk.
Can I stand?
You try to stand and you kind of fall. And things start kind of going around in your head. You feel like you were really, really drunk. Doesn't make sense at all. Same for you, Julius and Corpus. Nero, you are standing pretty close to them, and you start seeing this.
I'll call out. We've been drugged.
You call out, but the music and the people talking around you, it's your voice is not strong enough to go out. Nero, you start feeling some numbness in your body as well. Celia comes to you and kisses you. As soon as she kisses you,
If she started approaching, I would probably push her away, especially considering I'm starting to feel drugged.
Okay.
Yeah.
She just is standing there, and make a dex times five. A dex times three.
This is the opposed kissing rule.
No.
I failed the next time, three.
Okay. As soon as you push Celia away, you do notice a couple of men holding you. You cannot get away from there, from their grip. One of them puts something on top of your head, and you feel a strong pain in the, someone gives you a punch on the belly. You lose your hair. I mean, your hair, not your hair.
Oh, no, not my hair.
That was a strong
And let's see how we do this. Let's go with a grapple roll. The other ones, you're kind of going around. You see people laughing at you as you try to move your head. Nothing makes sense. Their faces look funny. They look larger than their bodies, and you start having this strong headache. You hear Nero screaming, but you cannot even place where he is at right now.
Well, and I succeeded in the grapple roll, by the way.
You succeeded?
Yeah.
Okay. These guys. Yeah, one of them is keeping a good hold of you, is pushing you to the ground. You manage not to, you know, you get loose of the other guy. You can punch the guy that is holding you.
All right. Is that a punch roll?
Yep. Or kick or whatever you want to do.
Punch is fine. I'm okay with punching. I can totally punch this dude. Successfully punch this dude.
Damage?
That is 2 plus 4 for my damage bonus, so 6 total.
Okay.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Nice hit.
Okay. The guy that you just punched kind of gets, you know, loses its grip on you. And but as soon as he does, you feel like 4, 5, 6 hands on top of you, grappling you and pushing you and, you know, taking you to the ground. You got something in your head you cannot see clearly, and you have been grappled, and you are, you know, your belly is on the ground, your hands are on your back, they're kind of holding them together, and
Let out a roar of rage, loudly as I can.
All right, so...
Like, big, strong flama summoning loud, hopefully.
Yeah, the music is pretty loud. The rest of you, Corpus, Ilius, and Catautus, make a con times 5 roll.
100. Woohoo. That's
passed.
I pass.
Okay, so... So, Ilius, you pass out.
Yeah, like a stone.
Yeah, you pass out. You cannot keep it together. Corpus and Catullus, you're too dizzy. You cannot make clear sense of what is happening around you. You feel people pushing you around and holding you down. And
do we seem like we're being given special treatment, or is there sort of a mass, like, are there a bunch of people getting wrestled to the ground, or is it just the 3 or 4 of us, as far as we can tell?
Well, as I said, the world doesn't make a lot of sense to you right now, but you can clearly see that the only ones that are being hauled down with you there are Corpus, Ilius, and you hear Nero scream, "Rawr!" right beside you.
Rawr.
Okay.
You do not have control of your body, with the exception of Nero. The three of you do not have control of your body right now. But you are awake, with the exception of Ilius.
I will also scream out loud, as loudly as possible, to.
You try to and just doesn't respond, you know. You open your mouth, but there's no scream coming out of it. You do hear a lot of people laughing around you. So I'm gonna call Flyman here very quickly, so let's see what happens.
Yes.
Jim, there's a knock on the door.
Do I get to come save everyone from the evil sex demons now? Okay. There's a knock at the door.
Yeah.
I don't see him.
Flama. Celia.
It's Flama.
Yeah. Flama, get out. We need to get out of here. Bring Decimus.
Oh, God. I knew it. I'm going to... What's wrong? What's happened?
The cold. They are on top of us.
I'm going to look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any...
The window, you know, these...
Are there bad guys?
This room is closed. The only window that you have is kind of over your head.
Oh, okay.
It gives to the garden.
Okay, fair enough. In that case, I will take the magic sword and in one hand and Decimus under the other arm and open the door.
Okay, yeah, you see Celia there standing. She takes a few steps back, and you see 4 men rushing into you, Flama.
Oh, dear God. Damn it, I knew we shouldn't have trusted her. Are any of them our men? Probably not. They're all bad guys, right?
Yeah, bad guys all around.
Okay.
You can clearly see that.
Okay, just to make sure I understand the situation, is it Is it that these four men are with Celia, or she was running from them, or?
You do not have a clear understanding. She took a few steps back, and the four men rush into the room.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to let them rush into the room. I'm going to push Decimus back into the room, and then take just like a half step inside the door, so that they have to file through the doorway, so I can kill them individually.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
And I will proceed. I will proceed to killing.
Okay, make a strength roll, Fleming.
Strength times
five. Yeah. Well, just make a strength roll. I'm gonna give you the difficulty.
Okay. I have made my roll.
What is the final roll? So one of those versus roll.
It basically. Is 51.
Oh, yeah. Well, the door gives way.
Which is good for strength times four, but not three. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
The door gives way and opens. You're pushed backwards, but you are on your feet.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to close the door.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood them. Right, so you were just trying to hold it, kind of giving space for them to come through, right?
Right. So I opened the door expecting to go with Celia. I see them rush towards me, and I leave the door open, but just take a step back so that they, right, to funnel them through the door. So I don't have to fight all four of them at once. I can only fight, one at a time as they're trying to come through the doorway. That's my plan, anyway.
I see what you're saying now. Okay. Okay, you have opportunity. You can make an attack.
0-1.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Is that good enough?
Okay.
How many do you skewer?
Let's see if Kerbal Dodge will save this guy. 62, no.
11.
Okay, you can make damage.
15.
You kind of get your sword across this guy, and he falls to the ground immediately. The other three men that are standing, waiting for their opportunity to get into the room, think about it twice.
Yeah, reconsider.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I don't know who you are, but you will not have Detritus Maximus from me.
Detritus Maximus is awake now and is against one of the walls. Kill them, Flamma. Kill them.
Working on it, boss. Thank you.
One of the men that you are, that you see on the other side of the door closes the door, and you can hear that they lock the door.
Oh. Well, let's just not deal with that.
We'll just lock him in.
Yes, and how long does it take before I start smelling the smoke?
A few rounds.
Damn it.
A few rounds. You do notice these guys had it all planned. They close the door, they lock it, and you start seeing the room filling up with smoke.
Okay.
Now the window of the room, as I said, these are very private rooms. There's just this a strong wall, right? It's not a wooden wall.
Sure.
On the top of the back of the room is the window that gives to the garden. And you can see that they're pouring their kind of dried wood, and the smoke is catching up in the room very quickly.
Okay,
can I just make a point? There are what's it called? Those things in the room, if there's fire.
Sand pots or whatever?
Yeah, the fire pots.
Fire extinguishers?
No, fire pots.
Yeah. Filled with sand.
A sprinkler system?
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those fire flame suppression systems that just completely fills the room. Not very useful for you, but yeah. Gets fire out.
Okay,
all oxygen.
Sorry, so the fire is outside the window. Is so the fire is outside. It's not coming under the door or something like that?
No, it's the fire is outside of the window. You can see they're burning branches there, you know, dried branches.
Okay.
And it's also coming from under the door, but the quantity is not the same, you know. It's going to start...
Sure.
It's going to take a while to...
Okay.
To fill up the room.
Then the magic sword will start cutting down, cutting through the door.
Okay.
Well, hang on. I should at least test it first. I'm going to check to see if there's any if I can possibly just break my way out, you know, break the door down or pull it open or something. And then when that fails, I'll start trying to use the sword to cut through the door.
Okay. Give me just one sec here. Make a pow roll.
Okay, 24.
Pow
times 3.
Yeah, okay. Let me check very quickly. Okay. Yeah, you feel something getting into your head. You're kind of taken to another place, but then you're back into the room.
One is going to separate me from Detetus Maximus.
what were you doing? What were you planning to do?
I'm going to test the door just to see if I can break it down, to see if I think I have a chance of breaking it down.
Okay.
If I do, great. If I don't, then I'm going to start hacking at it with the magic sword.
Okay, got it. So he's hacking them.
Okay. I figured as much. Sword.
Okay.
One problem at a time. okay. Pass. If that's a sword attack, I pass handily.
Yeah, that's a sword attack. Make some damage to see how much are you inflicting with every hack.
Apparently not too much. Wait, damage bonus 7.
Okay. This is a wooden door. Now make a constitution times 5.
And I will call out, Celia, what is happening? Yeah, I pass con times 5.
There is no answer. When you call her name.
Of course not.
You can get another hack at the door.
I'm going to... Given that he was basically in charge, I'm going to curse Nero for attending that stupid party. yes, I pass.
You can still hear music.
I had a cunning plan. I was going to draw out the cultists.
That's another 6 points.
Okay.
And everybody went and got themselves drugged.
Yeah, now you have made a hole on the door. You can see, more men outside. And one of them takes a spear and, you know, push it through the hole.
Sure.
If
this were a movie, I would grab onto the spear and jam it back in his face. But I'm not going to actually try that. I'll just step out of the way.
Okay, just step out. Not a problem. Constitution times 4.
Okay. Yeah, I pass.
Okay, you get another hack at the door.
Okay, that passes. Come on, big damage. No, that is not big damage. Damn it. 5.
5. Well, you got enough damage already. I mean, it's been little by little. Okay, you can see that you keep hacking on the same place. You have hit the theme that is... locking you inside the room. You do look around, Flamma, and Decimus is on the floor of the room. The room is filled up with...
Am I hallucinating now?
I was confused then. Detetus Maximus is on the floor of the room.
Decimus, I wish you were here. We need good fighting men. not these horrible mercenaries and... secret agents that we keep getting. Horrible. Okay.
Is Key just like sulking in the bedroom or something?
I told you we couldn't trust that barbarian.
The smoke is pretty bad at this point, Flamma.
Keep Key out in the stables. Don't be ridiculous.
I do pass a con by 3, if that's what you were going to say.
Okay, you get another hack at the door.
I can't open it yet?
No, you cannot open it yet.
Okay.
Come on.
That's another successful attack. Come on. Big... I keep rolling my attacks and stuff just fine, but my damage is... The smoke is bothering me. That's another 6.
you have make... kind of you almost have it, and you can see that the guys outside keep pushing the spears towards you, try to keep you away from the door. Actually, there are two of them getting spears in. Make a dex times five.
Dex. Maybe they'll pass out from the smoke.
Times five, I believe. Yeah, I passed dex times five.
Okay. Yeah, you can get away from the spears. They're pushing through. Now make a con times two.
No, I failed that.
All right. So since you needed to get away from the door, you lost your chance to hit the door one more time. You could see that you almost had it. Like, it was your chance to get away, you know. If you could hack, you will have the whole door open again, and you could do your best to fight this man. But instead, the smoke has gotten into your lungs. Yep. You start coughing. You cannot have, you know, you cannot control your body. Your eyes are just, you know, tears. You cannot see clearly. You fall to the ground. You start coughing and coughing until you cannot see anything else.
I will say a prayer to the gods to apologize to Dedicus Maximus and my lady Hedia for failing them in their hour of need.
So, back to me?
On the other hand, I've been dead before, so, you know.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Right. So, while mentioning headbutt to Flama, that reminded me that headbutt was a skill I could use if they're holding down my arms. Right, Randall?
Well, you are pretty much incapacitated right now. You're on the floor.
Other than that one character who I gave like 80% in headbutt to, when else am I going to get a chance to headbutt?
you can kick a few more people. You know, it was
headbutting opportunity.
It was a while. When they were trying to push you down, it took them a while to do so because you were kicking, fighting. If your face wasn't covered, you would have been biting them as well. But at this point, you are incapacitated on the ground, and you can feel that they're putting, you know, some rope on your ankles, and they start pulling the rope, and you start going up, and you are hanging from the ceiling somehow.
I swing my weight back and forth until I headbutt somebody.
you start trying to swing, and you start hitting other bodies around you.
I successfully roll my headbutt skill.
That will be
7 points of damage to whoever I just headbutted.
Ow.
Yeah, they remove the sack from your face, from your head, and you can see around now. You're hanging there with your other three companions. Mm-hmm. And
we're hanging actually, by our wrists.
They do not talk to you. They just look at you. You can see that they are awake, but you are the only one that has some control over your actions, Nero.
Okay. Did I headbutt one of the cultists to death? This is very important.
Well,
I punched one of them before, so if I hit him, then he's probably dead.
For your amusing, you see some, you know, a couple of the guys are bleeding from their noses and looking at you with some hate in their eyes.
Good.
A few moments pass, and you can see Celia coming through the door. She looks at you, and a man comes to her and says, I honestly wasn't expecting that you will pull this off, Celia. And she responds, well, you have known me for quite a while now, Misala. So you have known better.
Is she within headbutting range?
No. A few moments later, you see some six heavy-armed men dragging the body of Flamme and Decimus Maximus. They pretty much apply the same treatment. They hang him. Hold on one sec.
What are we being hung by?
From your ankles. From
your ankles. Upside down?
Upside down, exactly. You see that they are doing pretty much the same to Flamme and to Decimus. So the six of you are now hanging from the ceiling. A lot of people around is laughing and drinking wine. Although you see a lot of people on the floor, you know, they're not responding. They're kind of unconscious, lying around. There could be some 12 of these people that are not laughing and enjoying the show right now. So you also see Nero. Agathias comes in. Embrace Cydia and kiss her on both cheeks. And this man, Messala, orders a couple of people, a couple of slaves, and they start kind of hanging out ropes and bull masks to everyone around you.
This is what I get for hiring cheap bodyguards. Drinking on the job.
Messala, you know, comes in front of you. Or the man that Cilia dressed as Messala, he looks at you, and he looks at all your companions.
Do I even need to tell you what my response is?
Because you know where you'd be headbutting him.
Yeah.
Were you supposed to be a threat for us? Were you supposed to be a threat for the great Ahort?
That's a crit fail on my headbutt roll.
You gotta be kidding me.
Maybe I knock one of these guys some sense into one of my fellow party members by accident.
So you
said
really...
a critical fail.
No, you do not have enough chance to do that, unfortunately, Nero. But you try really hard. He and Messala can see that in your face.
I tried really hard.
And he's laughing at your efforts. So you are the tough one, aren't you? Oh no, the tough one probably is that big guy over there. He turns to Flamme. You know, I feel bad for you.
I hope Key's charging up that lightning gun out in the stables. Blast this place to hell. That's what's happening, right?
He's not just great heroes. That's what you keep wishing. You keep wishing that, but there's no one at the door coming, you know, to help you. And he says, "So you are the big heroes. Look at you, helpless, betrayed, pitiful." He spit at your face, Nero. So Agathias, all of them are wearing now this. He puts on his bull mask on top. And then Agathias says, "All right, let's get moving. Get into the labyrinth." And at that moment, Cilia comes forward and says, "Not this. I have unfinished business with them." She pulls out a knife, Nero.
Uh-huh.
And you can see him that she starts cutting the throats of Iulius. Who is completely unconscious.
Uh-huh.
Iulius starts dripping blood on the floor. She very quickly moves to Catarus, cuts, you know, her his throat as well, and then moves to Flamme. Flamme is unconscious right now. She caresses her face and then cuts the throat of the gladiator. Now, you can go. Messala chuckles and... And, you know, Agathias turns to Messala and says, "Well, less to offer to the Minotaur and the Dreadmaster, but no matter. There remain enough of them to still make this a proper offering. Take them away." Before they take them away, Nero, you can see Cilia coming to you and cutting your throat as well.
Well, darn.
Dama.
Well, that was fun. So what are we playing next
yeah.
week?
Yeah, I heard something about masks.
quickest character I've ever had, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
Well,
next
week, we still got Corpus and Decimus Maximus to deal with. But I would like to see if I can start with, at the standard time with the four of you, which is going to be Jim, Mike, Gary, and Edwin. And then we can call in Jonathan and them, because I need at least half an hour with you before we start the last session.
Okay. And so that will be the next session, will be the last one?
I think so. I don't believe, unless we drag on the session, painfully, I believe that's going to be the last one.
That sounds like a challenge.
Happens. Yeah, yeah.
You take a half hour to explain... To describe the blood dripping out of our throats, or
pretty much we need to discuss your new characters. So sorry for the ugly ending of the session.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew their food was going to be drugs. I didn't drink any of the wine, and I didn't eat much of the food. But it's like, what are you gonna do? What are you going to do?
Hey, Flamma, you did it again.
Yes, I noticed.
Come to the party.
Now,
it's becoming a bit of a habit.
Now, to be honest, this is a little bit forced into the scenario, so I didn't have any options here other than give you a hard time. Okay?
Yeah, like you were pressing it pretty hard, and I was like, this is something that has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking. It's like, well, he's saying the guards are not being guards, and we're going to get drunk, and I guess that's what we're going to be doing.
See, if I had my way, we would have just gone straight to the quarry that night. But, I'm sure something equally horrible would have happened to us if we had done that. So maybe Celia just lightly grazed our throats to make it look like
exactly. She tickled us.
Yeah.
But Corpus is going to be able to see a great old one.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, goody.
Hooray.
Something to look forward to.
How old is your character?
He's like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Seeing his first great old one at 14 years of age.
Yeah.
All right, guys,
we gained sand, we didn't take any damage, and game over. Pretty good.
Quickest characters ever, really. All right, so let's actually discuss. So we don't keep them, dark for half an hour. Let's discuss over email, the five of us. Well, the four of us, and no, actually the five of us, and let's meet, standard schedule next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right, guys. Talk to you next week, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.